Earlier today, the Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing to discuss the organization of a truth commission to investigate use of torture, illegal wiretaps, and other alleged abuses of power during the Bush administration. Chairman Patrick Leahy of Vermont opened the hearing with a call for bipartisanship and with strong words for the Bush administration.
We saw nothing did more to damage America's place in the world than the revelation that our great nation stretched the law and the bounds of executive power to authorize torture and cruel treatment. The last administration chose this course to try to keep its policies and actions secret. I think they did that because they knew they couldn't stand the scrutiny of an open public airing.
Among the witnesses today, David Rivkin, Associate White House Counsel under President George H.W. Bush. He denounced the commission as an attempt to pillory a few individuals and expose them to prosecution in foreign courts.
In this regard, I would like to remind the committee of a strident criticism which attended the alleged loosening by the FBI during the Bush administration on the threshold determinations that had to be made before national security investigations were commenced. I also vividly recall the indignation which attended the claims that the Bush administration's Justice Department may have been seeking to investigate Democrat-leaning groups or elected Democrat officials at the federal and state level for election fraud and other election offenses. In all candor, I fail to see why having Congress task a group of private citizens to investigate former Bush administration officials does not implicate exactly the same, if not far greater, civil liberty concerns.
Dana Milbank is the national political columnist for The Washington Post, and he was at today's hearing. He joins us now from a studio at The Post. Dana, nice to have you back on the program.
Good to be with you, Neil.
And Dana, as you well know, there is a certain element of the Democratic Party that has been champing at the bit to get some Bush administration officials, well, in the dock, if possible. Is this going to be their opportunity?
Well, unfortunately for that element of the Democratic Party champing at the bit, that does not seem to include this fellow named Barack Obama, who's been at best noncommittal on the subject. So I must say Chairman Leahy of the Judiciary Committee seemed to be a very lonely man there today. There he was joined by, for most of the thing, by one or two other senators. You know, even the guys in the audience, you know, in the orange jumpsuits were kind of lethargic and filed out before the thing was over. You really felt that Obama's declining to endorse this idea had pretty much doomed it, and Leahy was just kind of cheering it on, but it wasn't getting very far.
What about Republicans on the committee? Were they willing to take up the cudgels for the Bush administration?
I think they would be willing to, but it seemed to me that they felt they didn't have to. The only one who bothered to hang around for the questioning of the witnesses was Big John Cornyn from Texas, and he mixed it up with them for 10 minutes or so, but he got out of there too. More of them were over the joint session watching Britain's Gordon Brown speak. So I think if they felt that there were a real threat there, they'd be giving the Democrats a tough time on this, but they seem to be making the calculation that everybody's getting a bit bored of, as Arlen Specter said today, looking backward.
Arlen Specter, the ranking Republican on the committee, Senator from Pennsylvania.
Right.
We're talking with Dana Milbank, who covers political theater for The Washington Post. If you'd like to join the conversation, 800-989-8255, email talk@npr.org. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And something that began with such a large measure of, enthusiasm, again, by one element within the Democratic Party, they're not going to be satisfied if it just runs out of gas on one Wednesday morning in the United States Senate before the Judiciary Committee.
Oh, I don't think so at all. I mean, this it's a small but very vocal minority within the party, and these are the same folks who were pushing for the impeachment of the president and the vice president right up to the time of the inauguration. So that will undoubtedly not satisfy them. Now, it's possible that Leahy and the Senate Democrats can figure some way to do this inquiry, but he's not even getting a whole lot of support from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. So, part of his problem here is in the design of it. I mean, he's saying, well, look, we're not going to go after these guys and prosecute them. This is just a truth inquiry to get out the facts here, and that opens him up to charges that, well, you're just being political if, in fact, you're not actually going to go out and prosecute them. So it's a very delicate kind of maneuver for him.
Why would anybody appear before a truth committee?
Well, that gets to the question of immunity, which was going back and forth quite a bit today. And would they be granted immunity so that they could speak about all these terrible things they presumably know? But I can tell you this: there was no shortage of legal experts willing to testify about a truth committee. We had six of them today, four in favor of the idea and two opposed to it. And boy, could they talk.
Let's get a caller on the line. This is Matt. Matt with us from CELO in North Carolina.
Yes, hi. I believe this is all about accountability. That's something we have not had for the last 8 years. And we keep pushing this off and pushing this off and saying, oh, it wouldn't be right if we were to prosecute people, especially if they're out of office. This is about justice. It's not about revenge. And if we are going to buy into the argument that this is somehow political and that we should just let it go, so that it'll just smooth the wheels of government, we are never, ever going to have accountability, and we're just going to breed the type of people who we have seen in this last administration.
Matt, some people would say there was accountability on November 4th.
Accountability on November 4th?
Yeah, in the election. People voted Republicans out of office.
So in other words, we've caught somebody, and we've removed them from society, but we don't need to prosecute them or find out what they did. As long as they're out of no longer danger to society, we should just forget about it.
Matt raises a point, and that is that if people did commit torture, condone torture, order torture, conduct torture, well, some people would say that is a very serious crime.
Absolutely. And that is why I was trying to explain why Pat Leahy's in a difficult spot here, because he's not saying let's prosecute them. He's just saying let's get some information out here. The argument put forth by some of the Republicans is that, look, the Justice Department is looking into a number of these things. In fact, it was just a few days ago they put out all these quite outrageous memos on powers of the executive. So they are digging these things up and certainly have the power to prosecute. It's not a question of do they have the ability. It's a question of do they have the will. And that goes back to Obama, and does he want to be seen as, put it in the way the critics do, looking backwards as opposed to forward. So I think the argument is primarily with that caller would have is primarily with President Obama.
And it's primarily about the torture issue for you, Matt?
Oh, I think that's one of the bigger ones, but there's many, many issues. The whole shoe-throwing issue boiled down to the president's reaction. What's this guy's beef? You know, after hundreds of thousands of civilian deaths, after destroying the infrastructure of a country, he says, what's this guy's beef? Well, if you don't even understand that concept, then who knows what's been done in our name, and I'd like some accountability for it.
Matt, thanks very much for the phone call. Appreciate it. And other than the Justice Department investigation, do you see Congress going anywhere with this, Dana Milbank?
Well, I don't want to rule that out, because obviously they have huge majorities and they can do pretty much whatever they'd want. At some point, they're going to need the administration's buy-in, unless Leahy is just talking about having a few hearings and, okay, let's call that a truth commission. That's not what he's talking about, but that may be a face-saving way to do it. So they're going to have to do something to scratch that itch. There's a lot of people who want to hear more about this.
Dana Milbank, thanks very much for your time today.
My pleasure, Neil.
Dana Milbank, national political columnist for The Washington Post. He joined us from a studio there at the newspaper. Tomorrow, stories of starting over after financial disaster. Ask Amy's Amy Dickinson will join us for that. We hope you will, too. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.